from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo, topping our report this hour. For the first time since 1982, New Jersey Transit train service has been halted because of a work stoppage. More than 450 engineers and trainees walked off the job just after midnight Friday after 15 hours of nonstop talks went nowhere on a wage increase. The engineers are demanding pay parity with PATH and LIRR engineers, but New Jersey Transit says it does not have the cash. However, New Jersey Transit CEO Chris Calori says the two sides got pretty close to a deal Thursday night. All train services suspended until further notice. The National Mediation Board has asked both sides to restart those talks, which they will do on Sunday. You're still having trouble getting a real ID appointment in New Jersey, even though the May 7th enforcement deadline is passed. Residents continue to face challenges securing appointments. As of May 14th, MVC's appointment portal shows no available appointments through at least August at major licensing centers, including in Wayne, Lodi, Trenton, and Bayonne. NorthJersey.com reports there are, however, over 3,000 appointments available for the Real ID Tuesdays, but that doesn't start until August 12th. This portion of the news made possible by Parks Casino, Exit 6 off the Jersey Turnpike, Parks Casino. This is how you win. See the hilarious Kamal Nanjiani on June 20th or funny man Trevor Wallace on June 27th at the Excite Center inside Parks Casino. Must be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. On the heels of the Trump administration canceling $1 billion directed towards school mental health programs, New Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer is introducing legislation to help those struggling. His bill that would create a national grant program would provide up to $8,000 a year to students studying to become school psychologists in an effort to address a shortage in the profession.
Support our children's mental health to ensure they can receive the resources they need to learn and thrive, to ensure every student has dedicated professionals ready to help them.
Another bill he's introducing is to help schools fund the cost of suicide prevention software that can track potentially dangerous messages and searches online. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. You can download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Will it be a good weekend for outdoor plans? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather is generally going to be under cloudy skies with a stray thunderstorm this afternoon and continuing into the evening for the southern coast. Elsewhere, it'll continue overnight and even still be around tomorrow. Now, some of those storms tonight into tomorrow could be a little bit stronger with some heavy rain and even some localized damaging winds. Highs today in the upper 70s to the low to mid 80s we go tomorrow. And then on Sunday, we're generally dry with a mix of clouds and sunshine. Can't rule out a spotty shower in the northwest hills. Highs will be in the mid-70s. For Monday, we have a wide range of temperatures. Low to upper 70s with a mix of clouds and sun and a bit of a breeze. And then closer to 70 by Tuesday. From the PSENG Weather Desk, this is meteorologist Jeff Nordine.
Thank you, Jeff. Clark's currently 70 degrees. Middletown is 66. Atlantic City is 68. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. And weather made possible by Hunterdon Hills Playhouse, offering year-round entertainment at an amazing value. Broadway musicals, comedies, live music, and a whole lot more. It's easily accessible only 3 miles west of Clinton, New Jersey, off Interstate 78. For a complete list of upcoming shows, you can visit hhplayhouse.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.